Everybody, welcome back to Two Dudes Talking Motorcycles podcast. My name is Mitch. It is just me today. Gleb is out on a trip. He will be back for the next episode. So you're stuck with me today for probably a shorter one. But we'll get to that. But you know, first of all, if you want to, you can follow me on Instagram at Meech to the Beach. We also have our podcast, which is just at TDT Motorcycles on Instagram and YouTube. We have the videos from there. You can also follow Gleb at Gleb Lapham for his personal Instagram and YouTube. So any comments, questions, concerns, you can email us at TDTMotorcycles@gmail.com. So, yeah, that's the normal drill starting out. But, yeah, for us, from our last episode, we did a short little overnighter trip to, into the Utah Mountains, starting around near Duchesne along the ridge up there. It's part of the BDR. We did some parts of that. And we just did some dispersed camping out in the woods. And we were planning to ride down to the Skyline Drive to keep doing mostly off-roading. For the whole trip, but unfortunately the weather caught us and rained us out, so we had to turn around once we got out of the mountains out near Price and just headed home. And it was very, very wet, and the rain really just wanted to keep chasing us there. So, but we'll talk more about that on the next episode when Gleb is back. So stick around for that. But related to the trip, I will be talking to you about about my issues since my last motorcycle trip itself was California for me. So yeah, I just made some mistakes, but we'll get into that. But first of all, I wanted to talk about some bikes. it's a brand I really have no idea about, haven't heard anything on them really, but we have the Cove or Covey. I'm not sure how it's really pronounced, but, first we'll be going over the, Covey 800X Rally and then the 800X Pro. So starting with the Covey 800X Pro, so these bikes, I believe they're don't quote me on this one for sure, but I think they're a Chinese brand. But yeah, I mean, they look pretty decent to me just looking at them. So, I can say their looks look pretty good. They look very adventure-y, dirt bikey depending, but, yeah, the first one, Covey 800X Rally. So both these bikes, they are equipped with a 799 cc parallel twin engine, putting out at 95 horsepower with a 5-gallon fuel tank. So a little bit more than what my bike has, reporting a 250 mile range from there. The rally version comes with a 49 millimeter Yuan adjustable front and rear suspension, adjustable ABS. And from reading what they have, their ABS settings, it'll save the last ABS settings, like if it turns off. So if you, I'm not really sure what it means by temporary, like if you stall it or if you hit it off, it'll save the ABS settings. So I'm guessing that sounds similar to like what Triumphs has. So not sure, need to do a little bit more digging on that one. The rally version comes with a single disc front brake, a high front fender and spoked wheels, with 21 in the front, 18 inch in the rear, with a reported dry weight of 364 pounds. I could not find a wet weight for them. But one thing I did see that was very nice with them was their, these bikes come equipped with crash bars and a skid plate. And they advertise the rally as like a big dirt bike, kind of like my Scrambler, but actually like a dirt bike with a lot less weight on there. I mean, 364 pounds is pretty light. Not sure what adding all your liquids and everything on there on that would be. So, But a nice little package for a rally. MSRP is 13 grand US, yeah, for the USD. So coming a little cheaper, but you're getting some nice specs at the very least of what you can say for it. Yeah, it's more of a very like off-road focused bike, from what I can tell from there. And then moving into the Covey 800X Pro, same liquid cooled, the 800 or 799 parallel twin, outputting 95 horsepower, with the same gas tanks, 5 gallons. Both of them will come with a TFT display. The Pro has a 48 millimeter KYB, which are adjustable front and rear. So a little smaller on that one, but they have like the same travel on them. So just like ones, I guess, more of, I guess they're both brand names, but I'm more familiar with KYB. So same adjustable ABS with the save settings. Same tire size, 21 in the front, 18 in the rear. Spoked wheels. These ones have like a gold rim on them, though, on the wheels themselves. So they get like that little street appeal to them. And the Pro will have dual disc front brakes. So it's more of their adventure bike trim. This one doesn't have a high front fender. And this one, they actually reported the curb weight of 408 pounds, which is still pretty light for a midweight bike, I believe. I mean, I think the Tenere 700 is like around 440 pounds for the curb weight. So, but Pro, yeah, it comes with the included crash bars and a skid plate. And this one will come with tubeless tires. I wasn't entirely sure on what the Rally would come with, but in their settings, the Rally is able to take tubeless and non-tubeless tires. So, yeah, like pretty good. And this pretty good packages, really. And the 800X Pro comes with, or begins at, I believe that was 1199. Yeah, or 11,300 is what's starting out for the 800X Pro. So, just some bikes I decided to read up on, look into. The price tag for it doesn't seem bad. I would personally need to dig into them, but yeah, like honestly, a good package is like out the door. So yeah, seems pretty nice, but having a lighter bike for me would honestly help with the off-road, from there. So yeah, we'll see. Well, you can check out those bikes if you wish to, but like I said, this will be probably a shorter episode, but I'm going to go over my issues that I had on our little trip. That was all my bad, lack of practice, rushing to get ready, and things like that. So, but I guess just to start off, like just packing on a Scrambler 1200 is just going to have some of its own challenges as opposed to other like adventure bikes, that are probably more, well, that are definitely like more set up for better luggage systems. Like I know I can get like a Moscow Moto or a few other brands where I could get panniers, or something a little bit better to throw saddlebags over. I just personally, I think they're a little too big. They just kind of ruin the bike's look a little bit, I guess. It's like at that point, I may as well just have like a proper adventure bike. So, but yeah, I love my Scrambler, so I do what I can for now. But yeah, packing is a pain. It's a real big pain, having limited options for like where you can throw saddlebags. And what I had done earlier this year, I had purchased some small like Tusk 15 liter saddlebags. You know, they're more for like a dual sport, smaller bike, but I thought I'd give them a try. So once I got like the guard to go over my high exhaust on the left side or the right side, I threw the bags on, put them on there. I loaded the bike up, and just that difference from the non-exhaust side on the left to the exhaust side, They just sat all weird. I tried to ride around the parking lot with them loaded up. It just didn't feel right. So I ended up ditching those. So I'll be trying to get my money back by just selling those private party, just because that's how I bought them. So, but yeah, figuring that out did take a lot of time the day before. And I had to reorganize everything into my nice 50-liter Moscow bag. Now, that bag, so aside from my bike's issues, that bag is actually, it's awesome. I was able to fit everything I needed in there. Very easy to get into, very easy to tie down. Moscow Moto, of course, knows what they're doing. So, yeah, I can't recommend that duffel bag enough. It was very nice to have, especially if you're lacking luggage options on your bike. So, but yeah, but still fitting everything into there was still a challenge. And then by condensing everything down into one bag the night before we're leaving on a trip, even though I had gone through my inventory list of everything that I wanted to bring, it was, I ended up leaving some stuff behind, which was just kind of rough. So, but, yeah. Oh, and I did want to include too, like, so with the Scrambler, with my bike, particularly if you have a Scrambler, for the non-exhaust side, I also have like a removable, the SW Motec saddlebag. I forgot to pull up like what the sizes on that, but they come in a smaller size or a larger one. I got the larger one, so I'm able to keep like a good healthy amount of stuff in there. But the problem with that one is that the mounting system for it, 'cause it locks on, clicks into place, the mounting system for that has a weight capacity, which isn't a lot. It's like 20 pounds or something like that, so I can't really pack it that heavy. I have to be mindful of what goes in there. So like my rain gear, and like I put the tool bags or my tool bag at the bottom, my little water bottle in there, and then yeah, just rain gear. And that's what's really, oh, and my food. I packed some food in there for the trip as well. But so it's nice to have the space, but I have to be mindful. Or if you get that bag and you're planning on doing trips with it, just again, be mindful of that weight limit. Otherwise, yeah, you don't want to lose that on the side of the road if it falls off or damages your bike or something. So, but yeah, so that process of condensing everything down into the one Moscow bag, which was only 50 liters. So from my planned having an 80 liter capacity with the two 15 liter saddle bags and then the 50 liter duffel bag, I was back down to one plus whatever the saddlebag had. So in condensing that, I had made the mistake of forgetting, camp shoes. So I didn't realize till we were on the trip, that I had no camp shoes. It was all I had on my feet were my motorcycle boots, which was a little rough. So, no one's credit, but Gleb also forgot some shoes. So we had to stop at a dollar store and I just picked up some slides because that's all they really had. So I had something for the day or into the early night, but it gets cold up in the woods. So that was, so at that point I just had to slip my, my riding boots back on for the night, which was rough. So, yeah, so we were pretty much, we had done half of the first day already, and then I was like, oh, I think I forgot some shoes too, so I guess we're making a detour to Duchesne to pick up some shoes for the night. But then it just kept getting worse from there. The lighter I had packed, it was just a little Zippo lighter. We get to camp when we want to start a fire. It's bone dry. Cannot get a light on that thing. It was windy. So we had to use Emerson's lighter. So we eventually got a fire going, which was nice. So that was just some of like the camp drama. I was just pulling in, getting set up. It was just fun thing to deal with. So And then the worst part for me is that I had ground coffee that morning that we were leaving. I was going to put some in a little bag and take it with me for, to have in the morning. Left it on the counter. Just getting the bike, getting the one bag loaded back on. So that was really just my bad. Yeah, some bad stuff from there. And then, when I ride, especially on these trips where we go, I bring a trauma kit so I can handle like broken bones, like big lacerations, like things like that. And I have a SAM splint. So if something breaks, that we can at least support it, like a wrist or something. So it's good for like emergencies, but what I didn't bring was a little medical kit, which, would be things like little bandages or painkillers, or if you get like a burn or a sting that you can put some gel on there, or like anti-nausea stuff. I didn't bring anything like that. And on my bike, I don't have the best ergonomics, for my leg length and my height and where the handlebar is. So my lower back was starting to hurt throughout the night and then the next morning. So luckily Gleb had his medical kit, so I was able to take some of his, it was ibuprofen or something that I had that just helped get me through the day. So that was one thing that I neglected to even think about. So that was just some bad practice. another big one is that, I still had not bought my own little camp stove. Yeah, I just had things on my priority list to purchase that were ahead, and I just didn't buy one. But luckily, Emerson's a good friend, and he let me use his extra one, just like with California. So it helps to have good friends, especially if you're forgetful or, you know, if it's just not in your budget to buy some stuff. But I do have to buy my own things and can bring those along. So, you know, it is what it is, but I do appreciate them loaning me stuff for the night that we had on there. So, and then lastly, probably the most important thing I forgot was campfire whiskey. I didn't bring anything to drink or share with anybody to have them try out. I just spaced it. I don't really drink, whiskeys anymore, or really anything except beer when I want one or two. But, you got to bring some for camping. That's just part of the vibe, and it's a lot of fun. It's nice. But yeah, once again, Gleb was kind enough to offer me a little bit of his, which was really, really nice to have. Like, bourbon just doesn't hit the same as it does like when you're sitting in front of a campfire. It was just really nice. Just a good time, really. So good time around the fire. I did end up going to bed pretty early, which is unique. I usually like to stay up a little bit later when I'm camping, but I just turned in early. So, yeah, that was really it. But, I would say lessons learned. I've learned this throughout my life, but again, if you don't take that many trips or whichever, I really just spaced it. Make an inventory list, a checklist, run through it. Then once you've packed, run through it again, because I forgot a few things on this trip. So, did not perform my best packing wise, but, overall the trip was really a lot of fun. We'll talk more about it, when Gleb is back, and we'll go from there. So, I really didn't have much else to really go over. Anything else related to the trip, we'll put in for the next one. So, thank you for listening, everybody. And this is a short episode, but we'll catch you in the next one, and we'll give you a rundown. All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye.